Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
So welcome to Friday. You've finally made it to the weekend. Thank God we've made it here. And I'm hoping the rain stops because I'm kind of sick of it. But thank God my sump pump is running. I saw that this morning when I was leaving the house as there was water running all down the street. And I'm sure my neighbors are thrilled. But on a sunshine note, Paul Hall is joining us from Comic Guy Films. Paul, how are you?
Sunshine, lollipops. Oh, sorry. I'm getting in my own world here.
I feel your
well.
Pain.
How are you?
You know, I'm very good. I'm talking to you. So that means that the world is all right and things are great. Although, you are going to talk about something with Jack Black and this whole Minecraft thing that Sue was talking about earlier this week, because you're going to hit on her favorite song of all time now, Lava Chicken.
That's the sound of sizzling. Mm-hmm. Smell that smell. La 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's Lava Chicken, yeah, it's tasty as hell.
That has turned out to be the song that Sue has baked in her brain at this point,
oh,
Paul.
Oh my gosh, it's just, I can't get it out, Paul Hall, but it's such a great scene, and I don't know anything about Minecraft. I had to have Ethan explain it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You don't have to know anything about Minecraft to just be goofy. And Minecraft's not necessarily the best movie out there on the planet, but the music is catchy. Jack Black is fun. The memes out there are kind of silly and hysterical. And now, Warner Brothers is re-releasing the movie into select theaters. Now, this is very limited. They're in St. Louis. You can go out to the Draft House for shows. It looks like one a day for the next week or so.
Wow.
Check their website for listings. But they're doing what's called the Minecraft Block Party edition of the movie, which allows you to come in. And while they were trying to tone you down a little bit in theaters because it was getting out of hand, and I can attest to that firsthand, now these special editions, they want you to come in and sing. They're going to have lyrics and it's going to be sing along and it's going to be a very different experience. Now they're really clear with you. You can see it the regular way. They'll have other showings of the regular way, but if you go into the Block Party edition, no yelling about my singing.
Okay, Paul, is this just them caving to people who are doing this anyway and throwing stuff?
I think a little bit, but it's also giving people that outlet. I think one day they want this to be kind of on that level of a movie celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was going to ask you about that.
That type of experience, where it's an experience to come to the theater. And because it took off like it did, and some of these things took off without their help, now it's a way to kind of extend their life. Maybe next year they come back with it again, or they have those late night shows that they do with it. All those things to kind of make it more of an event than just a movie.
I remember years ago when I was in Little Rock and they had midnight showings of the Rocky yep. Horror Picture Show, and people would show up in costume. And this one guy went all out, showed up in a Hertz and had his friends bring him in a casket.
Yeah.
They opened up the casket. He got out, bought his ticket, and walked in dressed as the transvestite doctor.
Wow.
We will see this stuff again this year, Mike. They announced this week again. This is the 50-year anniversary year. So obviously when those things happen, studios kind of go all out for movies like this. You will get 4K enhanced screenings that will be out there as the year progresses. You'll get a new Blu-ray release of it. You're going to get a chance to go back to the theater, complete with your kit of fun stuff to throw at the screen and whatnot. So Rocky Horror is coming back again this year in big time fashion at a lot of theaters near you. We'll see when we actually get dates and we can let people know where they want to go if that's their cup of tea.
Rocky Horror with Walkers and Depends. That's going to be exciting. We'll see. That could be ugly. Hey, got another sound clip for you. Another Simple Favor coming out on Prime Video. Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick are back.
Emily, how are you here?
I'm getting married.
Will you be my maid of honor? Did I mention it was in Capri?
Capri? Yes, she is in. We're all in.
Why am I here?
You think I want to make you pay for stealing my life?
There you go, Paul.
Yes, she does want to make her. Well, maybe. You'll have to see the movie. I'm not going to give it all to you. I got a chance to see this actually in a theater. Amazon Prime and the good folks at MGM had a screening for me in a theater of this one. And here's the story. For those of you who like A Simple Favor released back in 2018 and have been waiting for this, maybe you want to go see it. For the rest of us that maybe aren't necessarily number one on that list, I wanted to like this. Anna Kendrick, I love. Blake Lively, obviously in the news these days for all the wrong reasons. So maybe I thought this would get me to a better place with her. And I love director Paul Feig. There are moments in this film I laughed out loud, and I had a good time with it. But there's more moments that I absolutely hated and despised everything about this film. And that is that kind of confluence of just everything going on screen. They can be very funny. They can also be so annoying that you want to beat things up. And the ending is terrible. But put it on in the background this weekend if you have Prime Video. You're not paying any extra for it. You know, you've already got Prime service and you've already got Prime Video. Put it on in the background and let the good stuff come and the other stuff just fold laundry or something. Another Simple Favor is on Prime Video as of yesterday.
I do love the fact that you said, I really wanted to like this, but I just couldn't. That's hilarious.
Paul Feig is funny. He's a good dude. I've met Paul, actually, and he's a good guy. He directs funny things. This had so many places where it didn't work that it just overwhelmed the places where it did.
It had so many possibilities, but it just didn't live up to it. Speaking of which, Rust. So I'm okay. Understanding the producers are saying that they're releasing this, but they're not going to make any money off this. How could that be?
Well, they're not going to keep the profits on this. The profits are going to Helene Hutchins and the family there. Of the woman who was unfortunately killed on the set of Rust. We all didn't know if this would ever see the light of day. It's one of those films that, obviously, with all the history behind it, it's tough viewing. Because even if you try, and as a critic's face, I come in and I try to shut out everything around it and just watch the movie for what it is. The movie, for what it is decent, but way too long and way too dull at points. That said, there's so many distractions about this one because the plot of this one, Mike and Sue, is the fact that Baldwin plays a character that comes to rescue a kid after accidentally shooting somebody. It keeps putting things in your mind. There's a lot of gun instances in here. And I am not averse to guns in movies. If they work, they work. This one just, a lot of it doesn't work from the standpoint of obviously what went on outside of it. I'd love you all to see it just so that Helene's family gets money. I'd love to say, everybody take a look, you know, somewhere. Right now it's in very, very limited theaters and it's on demand. So it's one of those things you'd have to, you know, call up and rent or buy from Prime Video, or you could buy it or rent it from your local Charter or Spectrum or whatever service. But it just is uncomfortable to watch at times. It's not an awful movie. It's too long, but it's uncomfortable. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Hey, Paul, it's Ethan here. I just had a quick question about this. I don't know at what point the accident occurred during the filming, during the entire process of the creation of this movie, but would it have been better if they would have maybe tried to go with some casting changes to make this feel like it's hitting so close to home with everything that happened, or were they just too far in at that point?
I don't know as far as that goes, Ethan. The fact of the matter is the accidental shooting that occurs in this film is like literally within the first 10 minutes of the movie. So a lot of what you would have to do to this is kind of rework much of what
thing.
Is given here.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And here's the quirky, I guess, part, shall we say. Quirky is probably not the right word to use here, but the young boy who does this accidental shooting is sentenced to hang.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
Yeah, I had
I'm
no interest
tell you
in
whether
this.
It happens or not, but he's sentenced to hang, and Baldwin's character comes to kind of play the potentially the rescuer in the scenario.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Really had no interest in this movie before all this stuff happened. And now I can't imagine that that's helped at all.
I love giving you stuff that you want to see, Mike. You know how I am.
I know. Well, so let me ask you this. Fred didn't tell me you want to talk about it or not, but Mission Impossible, is that this weekend?
No.
We've got about 2.5 weeks. That's going to be the weekend.
23rd.
May 23rd is the date on that.
Have you seen that yet?
I have not yet. It is one I've been waiting for. They've kind of changed some of the naming conventions around the last couple Mission Impossible movies. The last one that was released, if you remember when it came out, it was named Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Now it's just kind of Dead Reckoning, and this is the final reckoning, which make your own conclusions. That's the same as Part 2 of Part 1. But if you're looking for the original, the Part 1 is no longer attached when you look for it on the streaming services. And I know Paramount Plus has it. A couple others do, where you can go through and watch the 7 leading up to this, and it's big budget, it's fun. Cruise doing his own stunts is kind of one of those things, too, you bring from the outside in, and you watch it, and you go, wow. So I can't wait. It's when summer really kicks off. It's over that Memorial Day weekend. Mission Impossible and the new Lilo and Stitch movie, which is tracking really well, both open the same weekend, so doesn't matter who you are, you can get yourself out to the theater on Memorial Day weekend for sure.
Paul, I always enjoy when I get to fill in and you're on the show. It always just brightens my day. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. If people want to follow you, how do they do that?
It's simple, comaguy.com. And I've got some cool stuff coming out over at Remind Magazine. I just put an article up. Believe it or not, there's a link between the movie Citizen Kane and Minecraft.
What?
It's up there. It's up there on remindmagazine.com, and I'll link the article for you to take a look, along with some other cool factors about Citizen Kane. I got to write about that this week. And I've got one coming out tomorrow about Code of Silence, which is 35 years old tomorrow. That'll be up there at remindmagazine.com tomorrow. And 35 years old, a lot of Chuck Norris stuff, including stuff like, Chuck Norris, what did he do? He can bench press the moon, stuff like that. Chuck Norris, we love him.
That's awesome. Paul, have a great weekend.
You as well.